Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless. Thank you for waiting. 7:05. I do apologize, but I thank God for everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray that you all are doing well. I am also going live, so if you cannot reach me on the phone and if you have a question or want to make a comment, you can always go to Facebook Live. We'll be on for about 30 minutes. The Lord's will be done. I'm grateful to have everyone under the sun, and we're thanking God for being outside. Hallelujah. Got a new hairdo going on. I hope it doesn't fall off. But anyway, we thank God for just for today. For today is the day of salvation, and we thank the Lord Jesus for what he's doing on the inside and that it's working on the outside. We're going to go straight to our scripture. Good evening to Evangelist Roby all the way from Indiana by way of Illinois. For Evangelist Renee Strong, we're going to continue to keep them lifted in prayer. To all of God's hosts and the saints and friends, we thank God. I'm going to be reading Proverbs, the 30th chapter, the 4th verse. Who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? King James Version. Who hath gathered the wind in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? My God, if thou canst tell, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Do you trust the Lord on this evening? Do you trust what God's going to do for you or what he has for you in your mind, body, and soul? Because, see, it begins in your mindset, as with your healing of your mind. When you begin to allow God to heal you from the hurt, from the in danger, from the past, the present, and the future, God can do it. But if you step in the way your flesh, then you're telling God, I got this. I'm going to stand to the side and let you, you know, and let me do it, God. I'm going to let you stand over there. I'll make a mess. But when you put God first and foremost, he does what he does best. And I thank God because when we allow the Lord Jesus to be first and foremost in our life, there are things that problems will come, things will go up haywire, this, that, and the other. But continue to trust him because God has a plan. And his plan is awesome and amazing and wonderful. And sometimes that we may have a smile on our face, but our soul is crying. Our hearts are and they're aching. Family members have left. Family members have walked away. Family members had this, this, and the other. Our friends, our loved ones, our lovers, whoever. But if we can just begin to lean on God and lean not to our own understanding and know that his name is Jesus. His Father's name is God, Abba the Father. Trust the Lord when your children go astray, when they're wayward. We have children that are incarcerated. We have children that are in mental institutions. But yet we trust the Lord. We got to trust him when we cannot trace him. We got to believe on the Lord. It's a little windy outside, so it may be going in and out. But you got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is able and God is doing what he said he will do. Now, when it comes to trusting God, read the entire Proverbs, the 30th, and I promise you will get a revelation. We've got to know that sometimes we got to put mom and dad, put them on the shelf and leave them there, sisters and brothers, cousins, in-laws, outlaws, whatever. Because we got to have Jesus for ourselves. We can't hang on to the whole coattails of our grandmother and our grandfather and our auntie and uncles and those that were prayed up, that prayed for us. We got to ask God to release those prayers that have been stacked and stored up. God, release, 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 according to his riches and glory. Because what have we done lately that God should do anything for us? He is a good God. He's an amazing God. He's a wonderful God. He allowed you to wake up this morning without hurt, harm, or danger. Incident, an accident, no injury, with a blood running warm in your vein and a praise on your lips, your hips, and your fingertips. But you got to trust that he will do it. Because that's our issue. How is your faith? If you have faith of a mustard seed, which is a very, 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 one of the tiniest seeds in the world, but guess what? A mustard seed will grow higher than a light pole. Now, that's a lot of faith, isn't it? From a little bitty mustard seed. And that's what we want to do. We want to have that kind of faith. Be tenacious in God. Don't give up now. Just give in. Give it to God. God, I'm giving this to you. I've done everything I can. And don't think that no sin is above the other. For we all have sinned and come short of God's glory. But we got to believe beyond the shadow of a doubt that he would do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask. If we'll just call on his name and just believe, begin to trust and believe him at his word. And, you know, stop. Sometimes we get so caught up in the leadership. The bishops, the apostles, the elders, the mothers, we say, well, you know, mother's praying for me and deaconess, pray for yourself and pray and faint not, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And we got to pray. And we don't just pray until something happens. We got to be on the main line until it happens. And we can't just wait there, okay, God, I'm hoping, I'm praying, I'm wishing, da 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 da. We got to know that God's going to do it and keep moving forward. And if he doesn't do it right then, right there, know that he still heard your prayer. Know that he's going to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ask for. My child needs a wheelchair, God. He needs to get this. And my daughter needs emotional support. My daughter needs to be on a medicine because of her mental illness, because they're bipolarism. And we got to believe that, God, yeah, we still saved, sanctified, baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost. There are some things you can just pray. And God will deliver you, but he gave the doctor's wisdom. Don't forget now. And in the book, I believe it's James 1:5, he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him, them, her, he, ask of God. And don't ask amiss. Please do not ask amiss, but ask believing and the knowing that he will do it. Now, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, knowing that he's going to answer by and by. And you know what? We're going to believe God for the miraculous thing, for that one thing that you asked the Lord Jesus for. And it's been years ago, and that prayer still not has not been answered. But what have you done lately that God should do anything for you? Are you still fasting and praying and consecrating? Are you still reading your word faithfully? Are you still going to that job even though you're being bullied and taunted and they pass you over and over again for promotion and increase? Is it your season? Is it your time? Are you mature enough to handle it? Oh, I want to be a million, girl. I want God to bless me with 10 million. Well, you can't even bless him from paycheck to paycheck. And that comes with tithes and offering. And make sure that you're not sowing your pearls into swine just because it's your home church or your mama's church or the family church or the church you like visiting. Make sure that that's where God sent you. Don't go because of the crowd, because we want to follow the cloud and not the crowd. You understand what I'm saying? Because the Bible tells us to be real or to take a chill pill and go somewhere and be still. And I'm paraphrasing that. You got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's about the Lord Jesus. God may have allowed for your mom or your dad or your relatives to have been taken, but you're still here, which means you're still the pillar. You're still the salt. Good God Almighty, because he is the salt of the earth, and he's left you here for time as this. So we just want to thank God because we are amazing creatures. I was telling someone today, you never really get over death, but you get through it. You're gonna wait like the waves. You're going to come on through it, where it's going to be a joy after a while of knowing that they're no longer here, especially if you know that they're going on to be with the Lord. A lot of times we have questions because we don't know if they made it. And that's why we're still hurt. That's why we're still wounded. That's why we're still in mourning. That's why we just can't get it together. God, did they make it? You know, because they was this and that, and a lot of things went on and this and that. But that's not for you to worry anymore. Because the Bible says only what you do for Christ will last. Only what they did for Christ, the Lord Jesus, is going to last. And I offer you this Jesus. Anyone that's under the sound of my voice that will look at this blog later on tonight, read Romans 10:9-11, knowing that God can do anything but fail. He loved you enough that he woke you up in your right mind, which he stayed on. Did you give him any praise this morning? We think that we're entitled and that we're just supposed to do this, that, and the other. God's supposed to do this for me. Well, baby, what is it that you're doing for God? Are you witnessing? Are you living a life? Is your temple clean? Glory be to God. And I often say read Romans 10:9-11, and I'm going to read it in the New Amplified just for you, for those that don't know what the Word of God says, beginning at the 9th verse. For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, glory be to God, and believe in your heart that God raised you, him, them from the dead, you will be saved. For it is written, it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. Because, see, they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. That's in the book of Revelation. And the 11th verse, this is what sticks out to me in the book of Romans 10:11. It says, as the scripture tells us, anyone who believes, good God Almighty, in him will not be disappointed. You won't be disappointed. There will be disappointments. You're going to have trials and tribulations, persecutions, accusations, but they come to make you strong. Be thy strength in it, for when I'm weak, he is strong. When you feel like you can't stand up, you can't hold it together, God will be there for you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And backslider, you're even favored even to me more, because he said, I'm married to the backslider. And that's an honor right there, knowing that God is married to you. So God, we're going to go to you in prayer, believing that for our siblings and our sisters and our brothers, that you're going to do it for our children, our cowards, people, just those people that just get on our very last, whatever that might be, that you will take that which is evil and turn it around for our good, and let us be able to be a bold witness and a bold soldier. Glory be to God. So, Father God, we thank you, for this is the day that you have made, and we're going to rejoice and be exceedingly glad. We're able to sit in our yards. We're able to mow our lawns. We're able to go swimming and playing golf. We're able to play baseball and basketball and soccer. We're able to be with our loved ones, God. We have not been consumed because of your grace and your mercy, and we just want to say we love you. Can you just breathe? Everybody, Lord, breathe on us, God. Breathe revelation into us, God. Strengthen us for such a time as this, God. Make a way out of no way, God. Make a way for your people that are called by your name to escape as you did 2 years ago. God, give us strength for whatever it is that we're going through, God. Take us through on the job. Take us through with our loved ones. Take us through with our husbands, our wives that are bickering, those that are going through domesticated violence. God, give them a way of escape, and the children and their children's children, God. That woman that was raped and scarred, that man that was raped and molested as a child, God, wake up, hallelujah, the giant that's sleeping, God, because you said in your word, God, that you sit high and you look low. You know everything and all things. It only took you 6 days to make this little earth, but when you did, you looked at it and rest, and you were well pleased, God. You repented from making man, and now, God, we repent because we are man, woman, boy, and girl. We're repenting for our sins, God, because we all have sinned and come short of the glory. We're not perfect, God, but we're being perfected every day, God. Have your way in our neighborhoods, God. Bring us together for good occasions, God. We've been through enough sad occasions, God. Help us to live a life that's pleasing in your sight. Help us not to play with you, God, because you said for us to come together collectively to do what you would have us to do, God. You said it's good for brethren to come together, not just virtually, not just on the blog talks, not on the telephone conference, but to meet together in that old building. This old building keeps on leaning. I've got a home on the other side. How many can say, if Lord, if you take me today, I'm ready, willing, and able? And a lot of us will lie and say, I'm ready to go with Jesus. But are you really ready to go with him? Are you ready to forsake all others? Whether it's your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, whether it's your children, your in-laws, are you willing? Because he sacrificed his life for us. And he gave it that we might have life and that we might have it abundantly. Glory be to God. We just want to say thank you, kind master, because you've been good to the old all these years, God. Down through the years, through the pot-belly stoves, God, when our doors didn't close and lock properly, God, when we didn't have enough money to get the gas and it wasn't but $1.90, God, when we had to walk to work, when we had to walk to school on dirt roads, God, all of us weren't born privileged, God. All of us weren't born with this, that, or the other, God. But now that we have it and we can flip a switch, help us to be grateful even the more, God. Help us to stand for you, because if not, we'll fall for anything, God. Help us to be not weary in well-doing, but help us to know and to be obedient to your word, your will, and your ways. Speak a word on this evening, God, to somebody that needs you, God. They're not understanding why their loved one is gone, God, but God, make a way out of no way, God. In the name of Jesus, console them, wrap your loving arms around them, God. Teach us your ways, your precepts, and your concepts. Help us to lean not to our own understanding, God, but strengthen us for such a time as this, because you are good, God. You're an awesome God. You're amazing, God. You're a wonderful God, and you can do anything but fail, God. Oh, God, I just want to thank you. Sometimes you got to thank him for the light bulb that keeps flickering and did not cause a fire. Sometimes you got to thank him when the cutoff in the middle of the road and all of a sudden it cut back on. So you got to know how to ask God to sign the angels to me today, God, that they'll shield and protect me from hurt, harm, and danger, from incident and accident. You got to tell them, say, God, I need you like I never needed you before. And just rail back and say, I need thee, or I need thee. Sometimes you got to go back to the old psalm. How great is our God, and great is our faithfulness to towards me when I didn't think, good God Almighty, from Zion, I was going to make it to the next day. You made a way when I opened up the cupboards, God, when I opened up the cabinets and there was nothing in it, and I just gave the children the last pack of oodles and noodles on yesterday. Somebody comes and knocks at the door. Everybody shake it. I just had a little money I wanted to share with you. Glory be to God. They left a package in your mailbox, or they left something on your step, or they left something about your car. I don't care if it's your enemy. He said he'd make your enemy your footstool. Yet it's nothing for us to boast and brag about, but thank him. Look up into the heavens from which cometh your help, and all your help comes from the Lord. We have got these so many religions out today. We're dealing with so many sexualities today. But who are you really working for? Whose are you? And who are you in Christ Jesus that you can complain? You better keep praying and sustain, because it's all about the master. Good God Almighty. Huh? And I call him the master blaster, because he can do anything. He can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask. Huh? And I love him. Sometimes he'll say, okay, Holy Ghost, check her before her flesh rests her. God, we just want to say thank you. Because you did it again. You keep on making a way out of no way, because you are a good God. You are an amazing God. You are an awesome God. Even in our pain, our bodies may be wrecked in pain. We may have had a headache, some excruciating migraine headaches, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's and dementia, cancer, lung and kidney, heart congestive failure. Anyway, God, I need you to come and see about me this Monday evening at 7:20 p.m. How great is our God? Walk with us and talk with us, God. Strengthen us for such a time as this. I may not be where I want to be, but God knows I'm not where I used to be, and I just want to say thank you, Lord. Lift your hands to the Lord and said, I just say thank you. You did it again. Even in my sin, even in my stinking thinking, even in my cowardly ways, even in my worldly nature, God, you looked upon my soul and said, you shall live and not die, and declare the word. God, we receive it to believe it, and that settles it in our soul, our heart, mind, and soul, God. No wavering. We're not asking amiss, God, because we're walking by faith and not by sight, God. Do it again, God. Turn it around. Shundo means turn it around. Turn it around, God. Our paycheck, God. We're living from paycheck to paycheck. We're having to go back to work, even drawing disability and Social Security and retirement. This is the way of the world that we're living in. Can hardly get gas, can hardly get food, can hardly pay our bills. But God, I thank you. Pay your tithes and your offering. Bless someone on this evening. Hallelujah. Do what you got to do for you. Stop worrying about that one on the left and this one on the right, because one shall be taken and the other left. But God, we say thank you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We just want to bless your name on this evening. We just want to give you glory and honor. We just want to magnify and edify and glorify your name. We just want to lift your name up, because every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Can you imagine that? It was raining, hallelujah, my, all last week. And then the sun came out, and it was 80 and almost 90 degrees on Friday, and then on Saturday, and then on Sunday was less than 70. Good God Almighty, man couldn't do that. Artificial intelligence, AI, you can't top that. That was my daddy, my father, the wonderful Savior that he is. And because of who he is and because of who I am in Christ Jesus, you look at yourself, stick your chest up and say, I'm more than a conqueror. I am who God said that I am. And I love the Lord, because he is all things. He is everything. He is amazing. All the manipulation and the consideration of people being degenerative and people being belligerent and derogative, you got to know they've been on assignment, honey. That is not them, but it's a bad spirit that dwells on the inside and resonating and sticking up its ugly head on the outside, and their daddy is old fluke foot. And we got a scripture that said, I rebuke thee. At the mention of his name, the devil trembles. Make that joker tremble. And plead the blood when you wait. I plead the blood of Jesus over me, over my life, over my children, over my children's children, over my entire family, whether you're speaking or not. I love you. I may not like what you do, but I'm going to love you, because that's the last commandment that he left, is that we love one another. People will say, well, what's wrong with the world today? What the world needs now is love, sweet love. And our God is love. Our God is an awesome God. And because of his love and his mercy and his tenderness towards us, because of his grace and his faithfulness towards us, we are his. He gave us a choice. That's a daddy we got. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Will you serve two masters or will you serve us, God, him? Hallelujah. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Y'all better get this thing to see them because I'm feeling right, mighty nice right about now. Because when I look into the hills in which cometh my help, all my help comes from the Lord. When I look at that paycheck, it's all about you, God. When I look around, hallelujah, and the grass is still green, hallelujah, we're not waking up to tornadoes, hurricanes, and tornadoes. We're not waking up to earthquakes and floods. We're not waking up to tsunamis, my God, my God. But we're waking up to beautiful pleasure. We can go in our children's room and say, hey, baby, good morning. You can kiss your husband, how you doing? You can pray before you leave the house and anoint yourself. That God will keep you all day. I'm not worried about yesterday to God, dear God, because for today, he's taking care of himself, and I'm taking no thought for tomorrow. Yesterday's already gone, but it's only, good God Almighty, what I do for you, God. When is the last time I took someone out because I had enough that I could share? When is the last time I cooked a meal and took it to someone? When is the last time I seen a destitute or a polluted person or someone homeless or someone that had better than me and is doing less than me or worse than me? Hallelujah. When is the last time you went in your closet and said, let me clear this out and take these shoes and do this, and, well, I'm going to have a yard sale, girl. And that's fine and dandy. But when is the last time you gave back? Because it's better to give than to receive. Come on, somebody. Y'all better talk to me this evening. I'm feeling good on the inside because God said in his word, hallelujah, be not deceived, for God is not marked. And you're not doing this to be seen of men, although you want men to see you giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor so that he can bless you. Because he said, I will bless whom I will bless, and I will curse whom I will curse. And he said, I'll rain on the just as well as the unjust. Just rain on us, God. Rain on us today, God. Send the latter rain. Well, God, I'm 65, and I still don't have this, that, or other, but I can look around. When I look back over my life, and I see how far that he's brought me, when I see how much he's taught me, when I see where I'm going and I got to go, it's worth the wait. Hallelujah. So, God, I beg tonight to come into the lives of those that are listening, those that are under the sound of my voice, those that will listen later on, and that they'll grab a nugget on this Monday evening at 7:28, and it'll take them through for the rest of the week. Hallelujah. Read your word. Love not this world, neither the things that are in this world, but love God first. Begin to forgive, heal, live, and move forward. Thrive, survive, strive to stay alive. You can do anything because God said in his word, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. We serve a bad God, which means he is bold and delightful. He will give you your heart's desire, but let the desires of your heart be to please God. And you don't have to be saved, but you got to be saved to their end. Understand that. That's why he'll rain on the just as well as the unjust. That's why you'll see the drug dealers and the drug users still out here doing what they do, the alcoholics and the pill poppers doing what they do best. Hallelujah. Favor ain't fair. Hallelujah. But if you'll just get with God, he'll take you there. So I pray this evening that I've said something that will help, encourage, and enrich your life. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. Come on now. Don't cut your wrist. Don't take a bottle of pills. Don't kill yourself and your children. Live again. Oh, Lord, I want to live. I want to live to see my grandchildren grown, God. I want to see them saved and in the church doing the will of the God, doing the will of the Lord, doing the will of what you would have them to do. Lord God, I just want to be who you've created me to be. My God, my God. But more than anything, I want to be real, God. May the life that I live speak for me. Speak a word, God, on the inside that will resonate on the outside. So someone will ask me, man, woman, boy, girl, what must I do to be saved? God bless you and keep you. And until the third or the fifth Monday, I'm on every first, third, and fifth Monday, amen. Listen, go back to church. Wear that pretty bonnet, those pretty dresses, those pretty good-looking pantsuits. Hallelujah. And don't wear them so tight that you can see golf balls or that you can see tennis rackets. Come on. Jesus, have some grace about yourself, because when you go to court, what do you do? What do you do? You're decent and in order. The men come in with the sagging pants. What does the judge have the bailiffs and the sheriff to do? Give them a piece of rope, because you're not coming into the courtroom. So what makes you think you can go into God's house looking any kind of way? You got it twisted with the scripture when it says, come as you are. We're talking about your soul, your mind, your heart. And if that's all you got, come on in, prostitutes and lesbians. Come on in, gay men, women, boys and girls. Come on in. Hurt people. Hurt people with your words. The word have I hid in my heart that I might not see. But this little sharp tongue, this sword, that little pink thing between your two lips, have murdered people, and they're walking around empty, nothing but shells, because you hurt them 20, 30, 40, a year ago, a day ago, an hour ago. And they can't get over it. But you better get it together. You better bring up the rear. You better get it together. Because Apostle Bruce Allman used to say, God is calling all and he's waiting on none. Jesus coming every day to get his saints. You better be willing. You better be ready for the word of God. I was telling a young lady how I saw a bunch of light-skinned ladies, but I didn't see the dark-skinned ladies. And I said it in a comical way, and I'm not sure if I offended or not, but I'm so sorry, Jennifer. But at the end of the day, colorism and racism, we're doing it to ourselves. Thank you, God. So, God, forgive us this day. Give us our daily bread, for you are our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. But lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, because you are our shepherd. Get this, y'all. I shall not want. You make of us to lie down in green pastures. You leadeth us beside the still waters. And yea, do we walk through the valley of shadow of death, but we will fear no evil, for you with us. So God, keep us as the apple of your eye. Hide us under the shadow of your almighty wings. And in all thy getting, you said to get an understanding. And help us to understand that you did it again. And we love you and we adore you and we appreciate you. Come again, Lord. Every vehicle around you, be careful for nothing. People are angry and they're taking their frustrations out on you, you and especially you on the job, even in church. God, strengthen us for such a time as this. Have your way today. Because in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust that I might not sin against it. Walk with us and talk with us and help us to realize that you are good to us. It doesn't matter what color we are. It doesn't matter what we did yesterday. It doesn't matter what we're going to do tomorrow or today. Forgive, God. Remember, God, heal me so that I can heal, forgive, live, and move forward. Remember that I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Just love me back. Hallelujah to Jesus. Have a great afternoon, and I'll see you again on the third Monday or the fifth Monday of this month. And remember, the Lord willing, I'm going to be going back on 6 a.m. prayer, and I don't do 6 a.m. prayer when I know I'm going to be on my blog in the evening. God bless you. This is Miss Carolyn from Woman to Woman, Man to Man, Boy to Girl, on the good old Crown Talking Drums Radio. God bless. God bless you again. Take care now.